Love Moon Spillers on Friday. We spoke about the concept that was found in Tosfos on that Flamen Hayim and Bay at the very end. Tosfos suggests a width. Shiyar Rocha Ratsuas Yosefi Tikitla Tokos Mikisora Yosef Kasha. We had it measured out to about a centimeter. Anyone measure the width of this film? How was it?
13.
13, Olivia. Way more than enough. Anybody else measure?
Just at the small point, I had a lot.
The smaller, that's with it. Yeah. Did you measure the small point?
It's really
same. And how wide was it supposed to be the point?
Significantly wider.
Okay. So 11 is good for sure. Yeah?
I just missed
9 and a half.
Yeah,
they say it's kosher 9, but that's for sure. That's a track. I said that already up to you before. This is student not found in Shas Babel. I don't want to say not kosher, but this chatchila should have a 11. Why not? Our initial brain system has to be 11. If you had to call this, the Shabbatis was 10 and fraction. Yeah, from Tamse, it seems to be having 11. Then they call it the court, they're kind of a pinch, it's good at 9. So we should try to be maximalists. And okay, so tomorrow I'm going to come up with a measurement of what it was, and we'll see how if it ever was like you, then it's meeting all of them. But if you're the exception, then we have to try to upgrade. Okay, so I don't want to say anything yet. Pending a full-scale survey. Then we should come tomorrow. Let me know exactly what it is in the widest, in the regular part. And I'm just curious how much it gets narrower in that little place where you... Mr. Brewer warned us about it, we saw on Friday. Yes, sir.
Mine isn't actually small when you pull the tie, but it does bend over. It's like if it pulls over. Is that like...
It doesn't matter. You let it flatten it out.
Right.
That's all. Okay, so that's the story. Interesting. Interesting, Rabbi Osai. Interesting. There is a yud, which you know comes out of your tefillin shel yad, a yud. We saw a shin dal and a yud. Does that have to be wide? Not me now. It's the yud. It's not part of the ritzu itself. Obviously, with the yud, it's shaped, it's contoured, maybe towards the end of it, it's a little tip. At least the top of the yud is it included in this shear of Yisora? So the Chazanish says no. No. And how do they know this is true? Because of the rush. The rush has after. Yeah, the regular simon has what's called kitzer tikkun tefillin. Take a look at the rush. After he quotes Shemush Rabba, he doesn't like the Shemush Rabba too much. He has many kindness against the Shemush Rabba. Then he calls it kitzer tikkun tefillin. So it's also referred to as kitzer hilchos tefillin. Also, very good kitzer. How you do all these things towards the very end of the kitzer, right before hilchos tzitzis, right before, as follows. It's between the kuf and the reish of the Madani Yadavim. The Yasa Kesher should pay a Ritzua Oberes Ho Lahotka Mizraho, who the Sofa Ritzua Eitzel HaKesher Yasa Kesher Kotla Kitzur as Yud. The Chazanish says, that's not part of the Ritzua. The Ritzua itself has to be this wide, is the strap itself. This is past it. So, take a look over here at both sides. Kitzurus Yudos Reish, Bahashtav also Shindal of Yud. Okay? This is what it says. Fine. This is the thesis. However, here's an irony at both sides. Who's the one that's always back with the Shiur of the Chazanish? Who's the one that's making the Shiur of the Chazanish all the time? Who? What's his name? Chaim Noh. Guess what? Since Chazanish is wrong. Yeah, even the yud itself has that the shear. All right, 9 centimeters, whatever, millimeters, whatever it may be. And then he says that the Brisker Rav's children came to him, and they said that their father, the Brisker Rav, held that he was right. Kind of. Brisker Chumra, that even the yud itself, which at least it's part of it, should have this requisite width. All right, so tomorrow you're looking at your children, see if you have a Brisker children or a Chazanish children. Fine. Let me go further. Is this your ma'akev or not? So, Chazanish, he's a Mekel. Is he sure not found anywhere in the Torah Kedosh? It's a Derabbanan. Others say, no. It's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. It's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. We already saw in the Mordechai question if they're Ma'akim or not. We didn't see that. Let's take a look together in Mordechai. Okay, Rabosai, please. It's a short piece in the Mordechai. The Ramas of Barocha, appropriately, some of the Barocha. He calls a dispute. Barocha Baratsuos. Barocha Baratsuos, take a look, please. It starts, I don't know if it's an old version, it starts a new paragraph. It says, Ok Kisora, Bot Rabbeinu Shimshon. Okay, tells you the length, etc. The Sefer Mem Gimel. What Sefer Mem Gimel mean? It's a trick. It's a smart. We know what is a smart. Sefer Mitzvah Gadol. It's the Sefer Mem Gimel. Confounded us. Okay. Sefer Mem Gimel, Kaza, Rokha Baratsu Yos, Nikita Provost Bisora, Nikitas, or Yos, the lesson though. That's a big, no big, not mine. You would talk smart, Mashma, the Piches Post. Okay, so it's a smachol, it's a smag and a smack. A little bit irony. The smag was big, so it's okay. The smack is small, so it's not okay. That's the way to remember it. The hapapu. Okay? So machlokas gedolei rishonim is a ma'akev or not ma'akev. And the Mishnah Berurah has to take a stand on this thing. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah here. Rabbi says what he says. Simen of Zion, Sivkot Mem Dalet. We discussed this a little bit on Friday. We serves it based upon the smack. Okay, but at least smack is not meaning the Gemara necessarily. So, what if you make a brach on that? That's the question. So the pshar over here, Memdal. Now, Rolim say. Rabbah, Olas Tomek, Rivagoda, Marzachai, Groh. What do they say? In Piches, Mikashia Orem, Mishal Yara, Niskal Yel, Mishif Ches, Yen Yech Puli, Brava. So the Kohen Dari Orem has to be given to Gemara. The Miesh Boka Dei Lishon Es Batsurada, Hakri Chosein Amak, as we had already seen, the Pshuta. Okay, let's go further. Uv Orach Arutsuos, Shal Rosh, as we saw, and the Ami confirmed that the Urayim, as I suspected, was based on the Shir like this. Well, he says that the Urayim said they're both two tvachim. I don't get that. I thought this maybe is a tefach. This is two tvachim. This, how can this be two tvachim? I don't know what he has himself. I don't know how he does with it. If they're the same Shir, then what's one going to two different Shir? I don't understand, but you look at the Urayim, you got it with the Hebrew books, yeah? Okay, so you get a new computer. Okay? Fine. Let's go further. Hold out of the Yedicha below, bro. Because you're afraid, because that's a Shia, which is an Ema'agim. This is called Sermi Shon, we're talking about Shvatzvillin, Shel Rosh. Rochav, and Regamke. If it's only Orachita, below, bro. He's all right to make a bracha. So these are serious things. It's so much so, even a bracha you wouldn't make, at least according to this understanding. Fine. So again, I think he's assuming that if it's Medina the Gemara, you don't make a bracha. It's not Medina the Gemara. I think he also can make a bracha. It's obviously certain inyanim. We're not sure that Medina the Gemara. Can't tell. Okay. Let's now turn our attention on both sides to Rashi on Amin Hayim and Beis. Rashi the Ramazil Keshe. Keshe shel tefillin, rosh ha'beinyan sheh dalet, today sheh shin dalet yud nirolein shin. As we know, it's the shin on the outside of the tefillin. Dalet the keshe v'yud is where the end of the tefillin shel yatzah. The shin on the bias of the shorosh, the dalet on the back of the shorosh, and the yud on the shel yatzah. There is a minute you put your wrap around the video, it looks like a shin. Am I correct? On your hand? Right? But that's, I think, only a chumra b'yalma. I don't think that's anywhere as an ikar adin, to my knowledge. So I guess this way, if you want to have a shin and a dalet and a yud, both from the ritzuis, over and above the shin and the tefillin, you have that too, if you count that. Okay? On both sides, let's analyze what this dalet is supposed to look like. We'll start at the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Lamed Beis. Please turn to Siman Lamed Beis, the Mishnah Berurah. Lamed Beis is the longest Siman by far, most of which we're not going to be learning. This is about Safras, which we're not going to be holding by Safras over here. But the Mishnah Berurah does quote this in Sifkot Reish Lamed Gimel. Whoa. That's Sifkot over here. Reish Lamed Gimel is towards the end of Siman Lamed Beis. Actually, the very lesson, the 52nd lesson. Yaseh Keshem Kimin Dalet Shalrosh. We're right over here. Reish Lamed Gimel. Yesh Oshin Kesher Kimem Stuma. Shenirik Yishnei Dalet and Yishnei Atzadim. Ragla Shalzeh, Mitzad Rosh Shalzeh. So I asked you carefully to look at your film when you took him off the Tifta Shas. How many people had a double dalet? Looks like a mem. Raise your hands. How about a single dalet? Raise your hand. This is a sea change, Rebosa. If you asked 50 years ago, we would have found that most people have double dalets. This certain parts of Europe, anyway. It came now the frum thing to change to the single dalet. I must tell you that it didn't happen even in my family. My father's brother had a double dalet because he was Miotze Galicia, and there they all had double dalets. And even other parts of Europe wasn't only Galicia, which we'll see soon. And then it became the yeshivish thing to change. So I think it was my brother who was into the tefillah much more than me. You know, we should really change it to a single dalet. So of course my father went along. I went along. Why not? One of my brother's good friends said to his father, "You got to change." He said, "What are you out of your mind? You say this tefillah's not good enough for you? What are you crazy?" He gave him a patch. I don't know, a little bit patch, but it's like a verbal patch. He came from a very distinguished Hasidic family, and the Hasidim used to have double dalet. Guess what? The joke now is that the real chokrim say was supposed to be a double dalet, and that the yeshivish had made a mistake. It reminds me of someone, the lomdim, the chadashim yikarav abol, the lomdim, you know, the same anshei meisim that the hilchos mezuzah were criticized time and again. They may have done it a third time, struck out this time. But once mine is already a single dalet, remains a single dalet, and that's what they say now in the new svarim. It's preferred single dalet. What are the issues over here? In Galicia, in Poland, they used to have a double dalet. Where did it come from? You're not going to believe this. Who wants to guess? Rambam. He's a Meruba. Who is a square? But that's, you know, when I talk about Hasidim, Rabosai, Hasidim is almost a giveaway. You know, what Hasidim are really all about. So I'm going to read to you from the beautiful new old blogger Mishnah Berurahs. They have a discussion over here. If you look it up later on, no one else has it besides me. So I'm the only copy of this match. Okay, you can stand in line and borrow it. I don't mind. I'm not using it, but it's a very, very valuable gold mine of sources. Towards the very, very end of Lamed Beis, and they called Tziyunim Ve'Aros. Believe it or not, this number, Tav, Resh, Lamed, Gimel. It's a lot of numbers. But it's a big symbol. It says, Medinas Galicia and Chelik Meanshei Poland. What's the source? Very topical. Zohar Parshas Pinchas. Zohar Parshas Pinchas. What did we read yesterday? Parshas Pinchas. The Mamash exactly. In Yom Adiyom. It says, Yeshlasa Kesha Kutsuras Dal Kukula. Although the Arizal didn't have it, it says. I'm not into Zohar, I'm not into Ari. But it wouldn't surprise me if the source of the Hasidim is not the Rambam of the Zohar. Don't have this sort of historical background. And you understand why the Yeshivishes don't want to change it back to the single Dal, but they follow the Zohar. And it's interesting that whether you follow the Zohar or not, is found primarily in Hilchus Tilim. I should get to this right now before I go any further, because this is really a landmark statement, Rabbi Yosef, a landmark statement on the role of the Zohar B'chlav in Halacha. He's up with the Siman Chafeh. Siman Chafeh, I assume what you are, it's Hamshim of Bagan Arab, but you can find it in the Mishnah Berurah. Because there are a number of other things which are related to Kabbalah over here. The question is, do we follow the Kabbalah or do we not follow the Kabbalah? What do we do? So there's an interesting general statement over here about this issue. Find it. Where there are certain inyanim which come from the Kabbalah, and there are certain klalim which are found over here as to when we do follow the Kabbalah. Here we go. The Mishnah Berurah said, "Cut men base." The question here is a different question, not our question. Do you follow the Shulchan Aruch, Maran Bet Yosef? What does Maran say? Maran says, Tefillin, actually, the Ramah quotes this. Tefillin is not sitting down and Rosh standing up. Who does that? Who in this room does that? Sfar of all do that, to my knowledge. Although it's called quoted the Ramah, who quotes it? Avram B'Shem HaZohar. Ramah, but within this Eilu, we all put standing up. Right, Ashkenazim? Standing up. Here's the Mishnah Berurah, it's cut them base. Sure, that's what you do. Hanach HaShel Yad Bar Yeshiva and the Bracha Bar Yeshiva on the night. That sure, no one keeps that. Okay? The Rashbi Kunun, after the Kabbalah, it's a famous quotation, famous spot, the Pinuk Ben Yom. Okay? So if you don't get Kabbalah right, the katit ben atinos, it's not a good thing, Rabbi says. It doesn't mean you're cutting down an orange from an orange tree. I mean, it's hard for me to explain what the katit ben atinos means, because I'm not a Kabbalist myself. But it means suffice to say, it's not a good thing. He puts over there, lichpor chas v'sholom ba'achdus Hashem. That's what he explains over here in this version of the Mishnah Berurah, what it means, the katit ben atinos. Rabbi says, based on the Gemara Chagiga, Daf Tes Vav, Amud Al. Again, I don't understand what this means. Going to the paradise. Arbalist to the paradise. You know, Rabbi Kiva came out right and told it in. They cut down the trees of the orchard. Again, that's what it says. Right. You go, this is all quoted from the Marashah. Therefore, the Bracha of Adam Habib, Marashah is anti-Kabbalah, basically. At least in this far. He wasn't anti-studying Kabbalah. But the Maisa, just followed the Ramah. They were cousins and contemporaries. Put everything standing up. The Gra says, even according to the Zohar, Shul Shiyah should be my Mita. Now, who are you and I to discuss what the Zohar said? Alright? You don't understand. If the Zohar meant you have to doubt the stand for Sharosh and Shiyah when you want. Cousin of Nesak Dol, here we go. The Chloe Aposke. Koldova Shabalaya Kabbalah Bazohar Kolkin on Gomorrah Aposke. Haleich Achara Gomorrah Aposke. Very important. Very important to know. You have no right to follow Kabbalah if it goes against the Gemara and the Poskim. Hint, Gemara and Nigla. You can't follow this if it goes against Nigla. Then he says, Miyu Balei Kabbalah Machmirim Yesh Nach Megamkin. Listen, want to go to Chumra? I have to tell you one thing I've learned in my life. Almost every Chumra leads to a Kul. Shachar said so, a long time ago. But this gets me a little bit nervous. We mark what kind of cool is going to lead to this chum. The blavuska be gemara b'poskim, hamopish niska be kabbalah. Oh, so this is slammed up. All right, b'charefes. What against nothing? No. Ain anu yecholim lo'o plin okay. You want to do it? You can do it. You can't force somebody because it's sold. Not even chayv to know about it. How much more you have a chayv to do it? You're not required to learn the kabbalah. That's what it says. We did shein muska be hipper b'shas b'poskim. Okay, we can't force it. Then he has it. Amazing. We got the Malko Sheesh Plukta Ben Aposkin, the Rekabola Yachria. Whoa. We'll see this many times in the Tefillin, whether this is accepted or not, is a matter of significant dispute. Whether you have the right to Paskin differently based upon Kabbalah than we would otherwise. I have to be honest with you. There are many cases in real life where this is found. Kabbalah has found its way into practical halacha, and most of them are even unaware of it. They don't realize what to do with the Kabbalah. I'm not sure if they would do more or less than if they did realize. It's a different story. But they're most often very not even aware. Okay, this is what it says. Now I'm outside. The issue is this question of what kind of dalet it should be. But I can open, if you don't mind, the Mogan Avraham. If you have a big Shulchan Aruch, and Siman Chav Zayin, Sifkat Tezak. If you don't have, we'll see if we'll transfer to Mishnah Berurah. But if you have, we have to get used to seeing regular Shulchan Aruch. So if I hope that tomorrow, after visiting today, everyone will have a Shulchan Aruch, one way or the other. Okay. So here the Mogan Avraham. Kein Dalet. The locomotion knowing in Tzas Lassos Beis Dalet to be Beis Stod. Aval Gad Sheyesh Mefarsh and Pirish Acher. Aval No Yehen Lebar Lokoi Ala Dalet Rak Ala Shachar. We saw the Gemara on the hand of Beis. But No Yehen Lebar. Rashi Atup Shot. For the one shot that the black should be on the outside. For the other shot, it's referring to the Kesher. So the Kesher means the Kesher is only a dalet on one side. That means it's not a mem. If it's a mem, you can turn it upside down. Is that going to say? You can figure it out in your head. Right? If you have a mem, you just turn it. So now it's backwards. Let's get a mem. A dalet, you turn it backwards. It's not a dalet. This doesn't require. I'm very bad on the upfront. I'm very bad at what they call spatial relations. I mean, when I came to Yeshiva, way back, they gave you these aptitude tests, and I did great and everything, except for two or three. And one of them was spatial relations. I can't figure this out. Some of you are better than I am, because all these knots and things. I have a few pictures to help me, but it's still, it's not my strength. But I can then figure this out. You have a double dollar, turn it this way, it's still a double dollar. If it's a dollar this way, it's not a dollar this way, it's backwards dollar. That even I can figure out. Okay? So the Bhagavad Gita is saying, the first set of rational, the Yehel Levar indicates, that's a dalet, not a double dalet. Yeah? Okay, and that's Perish Iker, the book of the Gemara. So the Mefurash of Amon Avraham, that a single dalet is the correct minute, based on the Noyeya Levat. Makes sense to me. Makes sense to me. Oh. It says the dog on the Revolva, wait a second. If you have it, it's at the bottom of the dog on the Avraham. Le'odati ma'hev sidyesh im nires dalet v'shnei tzadim. The Bavari and Sarah deals Dalit Rakmit Sarechot. Valzeh Koma Begumar Vadayel Levar. Shim Osa Nitzad Echot Sarah Shiel Levar. The nearest Rakmit Sad Plim Possum. Our nearest Mishneh Stodin. Logora Klala. Prove it to you. Take them. Very Rashi from an office. Pirish Vadayel Levar. Shakwas or Ratsua. Black. For all to yield if he Rashi Tpeda. Shaloyu Shchoros Kamim Mifnim. The Farish, the Menachas Lama Hey, I'm an Aleph. It's black and the Bifnim is also kosher. Rabbi also, who in this room has black on the inside of his rituals? What? Both sides are black. No chumrus. So Dr. Rabbi said that, no, there's nothing wrong with that. No one else agrees, everyone else thinks that we should do it that way. Whatever, maybe. So that's why he refutes the Raya of the Bava Nabra. He refutes the Raya? Nope. It's not hard for me to say exactly who's right. But I will say that in the Oz Vahadar, where he talks about this issue, and remember the Oz Vahadar was written by Chassidim. It's important to know who wrote these things. I met Rabbi Leifer Shalita from New Square, who stands at the head of this amazing, amazing enterprise known as Oz Vahadar. Where were we just? With Simcha of Zion. What Simcha were we in? Simcha of Zion. Was not the base? Where were we? Should be Lamed Beis, I guess. Lamed Beis, that's where I came from. The end of Lamed Beis. There the question was, what do you do with the mice? So you can't make everybody happy over here. He writes over here, the very next thing, Tafresh Lamed Aleph. So the Mishnah Berurah, let's go back to the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Reish Lamed Gimel, Tiferes Aryeh, Shilumi Abba, Kesh Shadal B'chum Neos Levina, better to do a single dal. He says, well, this is what he quotes in Tzvakerek, But many posts say a single dollar is better. Was a neshin, but when I grow up, grisha, kesis asofer, ubefrat yet. To the chulei alma and olsen kesher kibindale the kosher. B'chol ha-machlokus b'poskim he im efshe l'hafshe gam b'meruba. Could be meruba is better based on the Zohar HaKadosh, but it's chancing. You know, in the Kabbalah, we always live dangerously. On the fringes, it's Kabbalah. So those who are Kamaglos are more conservative with a small c, they maybe stick with a single dollar, but you know, for sure they ought. This is a Hasidic Zayrek. That's quite a statement. Okay? Again, I would recommend you change it. Those who have this double dollar, father had it that way, how are you? We'll just leave it that way. But according to the safe, it's better. It's the single dollar is more, is a safer bet. A safer bet. Oh. Okay. Fine. If you look in the Shimusha Rabba, maybe that's an indication. That's a Gaonic work. That's found again in the Rush, at the very end. After Simon Lamed Aleph, it's the last Simon in Hilchos Shulim, called Shimush Rabba. And then he quotes the Tikkun film, after he has his Hasokas on Shimush Rabba. And the Shimush Rabba itself is describing, it's, how should I put it to you? It's a little more than halfway into the Shimush Rabba before he does the other to Mihani Tuba of Shimush Rabba. He quotes over here, there's a bracket until it's as follows. Says, later with the most dalit, ma'ayef the tarte ration the ritzua bahadi hadadi, ma'ayel chad the gochad, ratio bahai the ufta the high, brackets, ratio the high the ufta the high, the levy came in dalit. Some of the Sfarim will say, if that extra language, which is the brackets, may also, ratio the high the ufta the high, indicates a double dalit. Of course, you can say it doesn't belong there. Someone put it in the brackets. But that's an interesting issue, whether that girsa is in fact correct. Interestingly, I also have a great sefer called the Zichron Eliyahu. This is a sefer which is fascinating. Most of it is not relevant to our discussion, so this summer, because we said we're into children for the consumer, not for the producer. A whole thick sefer by Morgan Stern Shlita. So Yashiv's associate, and one of the Sofrim, I can't remember his name is, and they have pages and pages all about these things, pictures and everything. It's very, very good. So in here, he writes as follows. This is a page, Reish Pei Aleph. He thinks that extra expression in the Rush indicates what he calls over here a Kesher couple. And he gives you a picture of it. This is no one was talking about. That's a big picture. It's like a man, a double dollar. He says that's what he thinks the Rush perhaps was drawing at least the Shemusha Rabba, which is again quoted over here. And then Rabbi Osai, it may be shot in the Mahari Aksandri, who was quoted by the Beis Yosef. Okay, that's a whole pilpul about this, which is a discussion. What about the fact that it doesn't look like a dollar? It's like a man, Burnish it up. That's a problem. Take a look at both sides. In the Mishnah Brura, Simon Chav Zayin, Sivkotten Lamed Zayin. Chav Zayin, Sivkotten Lamed Zayin. Here we find, at the very end of Sifyud, Sar Shea Bokom Shevakesha Shenirik Ein Dalet, Tzad Chutz, Tzad Gemara. Kishtei Ritzuas Yotzos Mishtoch HaKesha Lamata. Also, Yotzes mitzad small aminiyah, the shechas the rochbo, kimo gad adal. Also, Yotzes mitzad yamin, the shechas the orech lamata, kimo regal adal. Whoa! What did he just say over here? What did he just say? Did you read it where I read? Did you read it where I read? The dal is not the kesher itself. The dal is the tumetsuas. So it doesn't matter that the thing in between looks like a man. And that's what he suggested. The Mishnah Brura is coming to answer that question. According to those who say it's a dalit couple, well, I suppose it's like a dalit. Yeah, they're a tsuas. They come in one way, go out the other way. It looks like a dalit. There's pictures in the back of both sides. Beautiful pictures here. Ah, even someone like me can figure out a little bit. Huh? Huh?
Flip it, then it's no longer
thoughtless. That's true. But he says like this. So I'm going to show it to you. When you have a chance, it's picture Tezvav. Okay? And Tezayin. That even if the Kesher itself should be a Dalit, but the Tchilas and Mitzuas should also look like a Dalit. This way, the kitzur, he tries to answer the question that way. You look at the pictures, you'll get a better glimpse, and I can explain to you. Okay? Interestingly, it's quoted in the Poskim, quoted over here. And even though we have a keshrus itself, a dalet, the ritzu should also be a dalet. And the Beis Yosef sounds that way. And there were those who say that the Rambam's lashon of meruba doesn't mean a mem, as Avi said. No, it's a dalet. He means one of two things. It shouldn't be rounded, which is not a dalet or a resh, and it should also be equidistant. The typical dalet in the same Torah probably is not that way. There was a roof and the bottom should be the same distance. I'm not sure if that's true in the regular dalet or not. I don't know. Oh. It's interesting. Rashi got the impression the dalet should be in the kesher itself. Within the yud, however, the impression from Rashi, the yud, it's not in the ritzua itself, it's not in the kesher itself, it's in the ritzua. End of the ritzua looks like a little, it's cut down to make it look like a bit of a yud. Well, the Chumash Hadeshin seems to say that the dal is in the kesher itself. Okay, so we don't exactly know what it's supposed to look like. It's hard to know. Bottom line is that a person just follows on minhag, and I'm not going to tell you what's better or what's worse. Ad kan, this part of the shiur. Now, something about the yud. Okay, turn to the Madani Yantim at the end of Kitzur Hilchos Tefillin. Very end. Os Reish. Os Reish. Kitzuras Yud Lahashim Osu Shindal Yud. Yesha Kolchim Besofa Ritzu Etz Lakesha Kitzuras Yud. In other words, it's not in the Kesher as a Yud. The Ritzua, it is tapered at the end. Well, a Yud gets tapered. They make the Ritzua itself look like a Yud. As according to the Rambam, the Kesher itself looks like a yud. That's a question. Take a look, if you will, in the Mordechai, if you don't mind, the Ramazil Kesher. You know what? Let's take for a change. Scratch that. Look at the Mugi Yosef. We haven't been there yet. We're trying to give everyone some equal play. The Mugi Yosef discusses this issue. It's on page called Gimel by Me, or I'm guessing it's Chesem and Aleph, the old print, I'm guessing, where it said Keshe Shom Tzulis Dibra Maskel. It's as follows. The Yud Nires Osun Shul Yad Kimin Ritzua Ktana Verosha Kofuf Ma'at Kimin Yud. Get the impression that the Yud is not in the Kesher itself, but in the Ritzua. The Post can say, we should be a Machmir like both Post. So Machmir make the Kesher like a Yud, and make the Ritzua like a Yud as well. Fine. Now go back to the Gemara. The Gemara has a sad story on that Lam and Ham. Analyze carefully what this really means. The Gemara says, in Oyeh Lebar, very nice. Rav Ashi, Abiyotzit, Kameh, the Mazutra, is Hapchole Ritzu and the Tfilin. Oyoyoy. It went upside down and backwards. Omele Elos, Omele Mar, Oyeh Lebar. Omele Lava Datoy. I didn't realize that it flipped. It's not a good thing when it flips. We'll see soon how bad it is. So Rashi says it's Hapchole Shalom Hoysa, Dalad, Nikaris, Bibachutz. The Dalad flipped. Anybody in this room ever had the experience, now the Dalad ever flipped? It was wrong way. I can't even say how it's because I know what's even happening. That's how Rashi understood that the Dalet Tzemach that living this way was the other way.
You kind of like push it down and it'll flip upside down.
Upside
but
down.
But the Ritzua is pretty kind of twisted.
Okay, could be. I don't know how that could even happen. But take a look at the Rosh and Simon Yud-Bez. Yeah.
To me, I have to really believe that the Senate wanted to know if he holds too much down to law or picks up the
but to me, it sounds, again, I think it happened, but to me it sounds a little bit remote. Then take a look at Ramosai in the Rosh Simen Yud Beis. The Rosh Simen Yud Beis. Okay, it's the second half of the Rosh Simen Yud Beis. Please turn to the Gnomar. Rosh Simen Yud Beis. Folks, the Gnomar is Tshuva's goal. Ritzua the Rabuna the Sakha Vyasim Arboin Yom Bitanisa. My cut with heaven base. That's the Shalyada Bisharosh. They have to go in the Shah. How can I mean Rabasa? The Sharosh Hoysa. Rabuna the Yasim Bitanisa. Lavish of the Chovu. Wasn't the Chovu. Chuba Keres. And Abbe Ritzua Shalyada Sharosh. Machayim the Mason Bitanisa. Not 40, one day. The Posheu, the Tzor of Tanis, Abel Chaylo, our boy, Tiny Oscar, Abuna, Lo, the Meiro Chasidus, who, the Yomit. Adkan, the Rosh's citation of two Tshuvas from the Gaonim. Take a look at Bosai in the Adani Yotin, Sivkot, Sivkot and Samach, a little bit earlier. There where it says Rabosai Noyeya Labar. Look at Dalek. Alright, see what's the bottom here. Mamun Sarapnim Ana Nira Bo Dalek. The Lokamosh also Masha Shagamish Tadapnimi Nirakane Dalek. That's what we said before, the double Dalek. Okay? Fine. Asha Nagu Asa Kesha campaign in him Shadal Niri Bezat's Dalek. Different customs. Again, the single Dalek versus the double Dalek rears its head. Again. Okay. That's fascinating, Rabosai. It's fascinating what it looks like in the back. Right? What should it look like? That is amazing. Now, I'm not an expert in knots, but I did see that, again, in this beautiful sefer, talks about... He's very good at knots. They're sofer. They know exactly what they're doing. I give a very brief citation of a particular line over here. I found it amazing. Shamana me Arab Sobari Shlita. Rabbi Shalatemanim Betel Aviv. Shenogu Betema Lasta Kesher Aposhet. Hamaruba. Which means there's a double. Look, Pidu Al Tsuras Hashesi Veore Meachore Hakesher. Apparently, if you do it that way, it looks like a cross in the back. Brackets. V'ershev v'pneishel ohoyu shom ha-notzerim. You get all spooked out. If the other, the back looked like a cross. But the table, they never heard of Christianity, didn't bother them. It's a fascinating sideline. You have a page, Reish Pei Hei, in this beautiful sefer, Zichron Eliyahu. Wow. I can't even visualize what it looks like in the back, but that's what he quotes over here. An interesting sideline. Oh. Okay. Take a look at Rav Moshe and the Ramah, Simin, Chof, Zayin, Sif, Yud. Simin, Chof, Zayin, Sif, Yud. Okay. Huadin says the Ramah. The Kesher Shayad, Sarach Lizara Shaloy is Havech. Who sets up? That's the Mordechai that I think some of you see. Mordechai says it's not going on the only on the shell Rosh, it's also going on the shell Yad. Okay? The Suva Shayad, the Kosh came on the Kesher of the shell Yad. this is very important, Rebos. What exactly is this hapa water, an actual fast day and all this stuff? So if you take a look at the Divrei Chamudos, Rebos, in the back of the Rush, end of Sukkot and Mem Tes. No one should panic. It's very important to stop the panic right now. Stop the panic right now. This is false. Only the part like this. Watch me. From here to here. That's it. That you should be very careful. Should be black side up and the old horse. Don't have the other side not black. That's why you should better not have it. That should be the inside. That's in the Shalosh. Remember the Shalyad? Continue being the Shalyad in the Devar Chamudos. What's the equivalent? With the Kabasa, Nami Bishal Zroa. In other words, just here, around the place where it's attached. Ronami, the law of all Ritsua Shakarakam Salav Azroa, and the Ritsua Shal Sibu Varisho, Taina Basilu Havu Mahadek Akitim Azroa. The first time around, just take this over here. Here not. Oh Hashem, otherwise we get into trouble. Very often our Shal Rosh twists down here, nice and Bacholi home. And even some of the shalyad a little over here, it's not a problem. Just the here part and the here part, that's all that counts. After that, yes, the chatchila, no mitzvah, but it's not something about fasting. I mean, you do get any guilty conscience over here. This is explained over here in the Divrei Chamudos, and the Sukkot on test. It's interesting, you saw in the Rush, why do you fast? You're a posheya. You're a posheya. And the Rabbanan Avraham says the entire fasting is minas chasidus. Why didn't the Gemara say to the Russians say well, the 40 days is minig chasidus? So the first one said no. 40 days is ro chasidus. Even one day is also chasidus. There's no obligation to fast whatsoever. That's what it says in the post of Allah for the mice. More than that, if you look in the Mandi Apich, the Oli, Tanishim, the Kavon of a Rotom, Hebrew. Also, wow, Poshel, that's amazing. Did it on purpose. That's really almost hard to believe. Hard to believe. Oh. Okay. Good question. And that's what he suggests. Some say Poshel means you should have fixed it right away. And if you fixed it as soon as you find out about it, you don't need to tie this at all. Some say it's a poshe, you should have put it in the right place, it wouldn't have turned around. That's an interesting question, whether that's true or not. This is no one should start fasting, Rabosa. Please, not a good idea. So I want to discuss just two more things. The Divrei Chamudos talks about the Rambam's Lashon. Very important Lashon of the Rambam. Tell us on the Rambam. Will the Olam, Yizor, Leos, Pnei, Aratzul, the Mala, be Eishim Kosher, Osam, Ayodol, Arosho? What impressions conveyed, Rabosai? At that moment, but they waited for another hour, it's not a problem. The Beis Yosef disagrees with that diuk. He says, no, if you put it right the first time, it's not prone to turn over by itself. So, but if it did, you're a poshea. Some want to say, the reason of the fast is brachol levatol. Brachol levatol. Brachol levatol. Wow. What does that mean? Oh, it was bad at the moment that you did it. That's a bracha levatala. You didn't put the tool on right. Happened later on, there's no bracha levatala problem because it was right when you made the bracha. Wow, that's an interesting issue over here. And if you look at the Shari Tshuva over here, Sifkot Yud Zayin is an interesting point. Take a look over here, Abbas. Abisha Shagar. When he had tefillin shel rosh b'mitzvah b'mokon haroi b'kama shon, he's in the wrong place. Our mitzvahs are saying the skapelo b'vidui d'var. Ach libo chora our mitzvahs loza say shel bracha levatala b'divrei haramba shibidaraisa. What's the kabbal tshuva on that? He says, it's on the rabbanim, but the tefillin is the rosh. You don't have to go crazy over it. But you see one thing: that bracha levatala is worse than not filling on tefillin. That's clear from this. Shari Tshuva Sekondon Yud Zayin. Again, an impression over here that Mamah was turned upside down you're simply not Yotze. You're not Yotze. That's what it sounds like. You're not Yotze. Take a look at Moses. Jump to the Bir Halacha, if you don't mind. The Bir Halacha in Simon Lama Gimel, Sim Gimel, and the Divra Mas Pilafus. Lama Gimel, Gimel, and the Mas Pilafus. Question starts. Next few lines. Says, Yemuda Haritsu Bamokha Bakaka Hakesha Bitsara Shama Lamata Lo Yeti Bazay Nehitsa Abi Brahma Lamatala. If you are near it, there will never Machloka Shun. Look back at Sinna from Zion. The early rabbi wants to go in Mordechai in Nayotze. But the base one disagrees. Lo Avar Rak Alvano Yehen Lebar. Which is just the Chatchila. Okay, now Filo is Abed Achakach Nami Yosef. If it's a matter, you're not Yotze. It's only a problem at the beginning. Once you're Yotze, you're Yotze. If it's a problem of no mitzvah, it's a problem even at the end. So each particular position has a chumrah and a kula. Not surprising, right? Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah here, end of Sikkoton Lamed Ches, here in Sirvin Chav Zayin. The end. We said before, we saw it already, but we'll see it again. It's fast, it's stucco, and the main pater is what? Hold around the head, and then one knot around the arm. Later on, it goes in front of the Ritzua, Shalosh, Rosh, and Tzorlach, and Klal, Shalosh, Tzapet. Now, Mikra Mitzvah. Yes, Mishamnoi Mitzvah, Roy, Lahapim, Shalosh, Tzapchut, I feel about both. It's a very low level din, it's not Ma'akim at all. This is the name we call over here Noi Mitzvah. Interestingly, Rabosai, what about the three krichas over here? The three krichas. What do you say? Okay, so open the Shulchan Aruch. Open the Shulchan Aruch. The Machzis HaShekel, which is a super commentary on the Rabban Avraham. See if Kogan Yudzai, see if Chumash will not be happy about it. Got a full disclosure. It's there. Sivan Chav Zayin, Machta Shekel, Sivkot Yud Zayin. This is a super commentary on the Mother of Rav Yud Zayin. The Rav says, it's called the various din. What's in front of you, doesn't matter so much. Only Machta Parosh Vaz Rav. Okay? Great. Says the Machta Shekel Yud Zayin. Hold on, hold your horses. He says, Gabaritsuash so bebes be sovib rosho. Fine. Can be male in the dida. The gabish shall yad sorrowfully soir. Gabkin any garasiros kiyim. Mashimusabe vazro bumakabah. He looked right, as we all know. And he has a line. Vechen gimel kricho shala etzba. Abel zayin kricho sushnav vazro. Ein boko kach pein on your side. What does that mean? We already saw on Friday. The ones around here, it's not going to be tomorrow. The ones here are. So he gets all bent out of shape. Large pun. If the ritzuas on the finger, on the third finger, go, I gotta turn upside down. Has that ever happened to you? Turn upside down over here? I don't remember it ever happened. But if it did, I get very panicky with this, the Machzis HaShekel. Who said it's true? It's so chomer. Same chomer as over here and over here. That's what the Machzis HaShekel says, so just keep it in mind. Okay, now, one more point before we end the shiur, which is as follows. Rabosai, take a look at Tosfos Eilu. Briefly. Eilu Tfilin Shel Rosh. So Rashi says, the Rov Hashem, Shin and Dal is on the Shel Rosh, and the Yod is in the Shel Yad. So Rashi clearly learning that there is a Shin and a Dal and a Yod. According to Rashi, they're all included in what we call Halacha L'Moshe Misina. And Tosis disagrees. Dal be Yud Shem Ritzuas Lav Osius Gemur say. Not really part of the Shem Rishim Dal and Yud. How do you know it's called Tashmishi Gedusha? That's what we saw at the very top of this Amish, which we really didn't learn together. Discusses why you know Gagumin, which applies to Tzitz, not to Tzitz. Why? The Russian expression is Tashmishi Gedusha. Not Guf Gedusha. It's a lower level, lower Hainatsu Kedusha. It's just the kesher. That's all. The one Shabbos Chavches. Shin shel tefillin. Only shin. Shin. This is a behemah Torah. Ritzuvus. That you need an extra limud. That means it's dalav yodlo chashivi osios. It's not considered to be a letter. You don't have to cover the bathroom. I'm not going to go into that. We never went to the bathroom at all. Okay. Now. So that's why it says tefillin shel rosh. It has a shin. It's possible, Rabbi Osai, give another interpretation. Because the Gemara on that Lamed Zion the base says the very end of Tosis. Tefillin shel rosh is the Gemara over here. Why? We'll discuss when we get there. It's Hashem, the Karav Yomenu. We'll get to the issue. Dafka should be covered, Tefillin Shel Yad, which most of us do, put sleeve over it, something not a case over it. But no, it means it doesn't have to be revealed, as opposed to Tefillin Shel Rosh, which has to be revealed. That's an interesting question. Which Tosfos doesn't elaborate upon here. I'm going to postpone that discussion until we get to Lamed Zayin of it base. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai, because the Ruah says, Dal and Yud are not Osios, as Tosfos said, it's only called Keshet, but he still called it Alok Olamoshe Misinai. Not only that, the Briskerov, you look it up in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Gimel, has even called the Tosfos, that's true, at least with respect to the Dalet. The Dalet, Rabbi Osai, is a halacha lemoshe b'sinai, not the yud, it's matatosis. But even though it's a halacha lemoshe b'sinai, it still doesn't have all the kedusha of an os. The Rambam sounds that way. If you look at Osamech Rambam, Perek Gimel, halacha aleph, and Yud Gimel, get that impression as well. So we put these things together. It's halacha lemoshe b'sinai with the full status of an os, or double or nothing. No. Or as the Ruah says, in the Briskerov of the Tosfos, and now it's meant to turn around that way, it's not. But it's still, Alofa Lemoshe Misinai. This comes to Karen Oro, we'll end with this. If he holds Alofa Lemoshe Misinai, then you have the question as follows, Rabbi Osai. This. You have to tie it. Why the Alofa Lemoshe Misinai? If it has to be like a Dalit and Stin. But the halacha lemoshe misinai is after a kshira. Not that it's to be a dalit. How else is it going to stay there? You have a tefillin on your head like this, sleeve. Just think it for a second. You have a tefillin like on your forehead, and then the strings will hang down. It's going to fall off in a second. The kerar is nakasha. Again, if the halacha lemoshe misinai is what? That you have to have a dalit to understand. But it's not the dalit. You have to tie it. You have to be practical on both sides. We have to tie it. So the only thing is, again, it's a dollar, it's a dollar. It's not a dollar, the way you need it for. He gives an interesting answer. Worth not the dollar, but you know what you do? You just go around. Turban. No time. Just go around and around. Go around and around. It would keep it there without a cashier. I have just one final question. What does it mean? It would stay there. With a tchiva or without a tchiva? We spoke about it on Friday. According to the machlokes, the tchiva is considered the kesher itself. I'm not sure. I'm not going to experiment. The last thing I'm going to do is undo my dalet. Forget about that. If someone wanted to experiment, go around and around and around and see, would stay there with a tchiva or without a tchiva, that'd be relevant to the discussion we had before on Friday, whether the tchiva is considered the kesher or not. We'll stop here. Until tomorrow, we'll continue with very important shiur. This is Yad HaKishmaya. The famous Gemara over here. Measure shall fill in Sarah Shia Lamala. Very, very important. Be there tomorrow.
I don't know what's happening.
I hit the record and started just muting. I had stopped.